We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The NHL All-Star break is over. The Bruins go back to work tomorrow afternoon in Ottawa against the Senators. One guy who is well-rested, but should not be, because he should have been in Dallas this week, is Boston Bruins center Mark Savard. Mark, it's Dale and Michael. How are you?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Doing great, thanks. How'd you spend your break?
I went to Puerto Rico.
Nice. Get a little sun?
A little sun, yeah. A couple little spa, a little golf. It was nice.
You know, Mark, Dale said that you should have been in Dallas. And we asked Peter Chiarelli about this, how he felt about your All-Star game exclusion. I'm just wondering what your thoughts were when you realized that you weren't going to be on the All-Star team.
Well, I was disappointed, obviously. You know, I thought I was having a decent year, and last year I thought I had an okay year too, so I was a little upset, but same sense, you know, the number one goal here is the Boston Bruins and getting them in playoffs, so it was nice to have a rest.
What do you think you have to do to get over that hump?
I don't know, maybe I got to be a 50-goal scorer or something, change to a shooter, but no, I don't know, it's upsetting, but you know what, I've dealt with it a lot through my life, you know, not being chosen for certain events, but I guess that's part of life.
And as you said, you had a very good season last year with Atlanta. Do you consider this season a continuation of last year, or do you look at it in a completely different light, some of the things you've been able to do this year?
Well, I think I look at it in a different light. You know, it's a new team, and, you know, I think we have a good chance of being a good contender for years here. But, you know, we got to get winning again here, and I'm really excited about the challenge, you know, and being one of the top guys and trying to, you know, chip in offensively every night.
You've only had one little streak where really the points weren't coming from you, and it was a very little streak, and you came right out of it. Was something specific going on during that stretch where things just weren't coming together for you?
Yeah, you know, I look at that streak that you're talking about, and I had a lot of opportunities, and it just wasn't going in. I can remember, you know, I drive with Preams a lot, and I just said to him, you know, it's going to come because, you know, I'm right there, and I feel it, and it came, and it stayed steady throughout the season because I've been pretty consistent, you know, in the last couple of years in point production. So it's something I knew was going to come if I just stuck with it and not gave up on it.
You know, Mark, you've been called a classic setup man. I'm wondering, is there something off the ice that you do to get to know a line mate better, just so you know what his psychology is? I'm sure there's some things on the ice that present themselves, but just getting to know how a guy ticks so you know how to set him up?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think off the ice has much to do with it. You know, on the ice, obviously, it does. I'm pretty intense out there in the offensive zone. I want the puck. You know, I want to have it and make plays and keep getting it back if I can. So I think it's just, you know, wanting the puck at all times and trying to make plays as quick as you can when you see that open guy. I think a lot of guys hold on to the puck a little too long. I get it, and I'm looking to move it right away to a guy that can shoot it.
So do you think your comfort level with Glenn Murray, for example, is just a matter of repetition and practicing with him so you know where he's going to be and you know what where he wants the puck?
Yeah, I think so, you know, and yeah, just getting to know a player. But he finds the holes really well, so it's not that tough to find him usually because he's in a good shooting position, always ready to shoot it, and he's a great scorer. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can have a better second half. I can feel we're still not there, you know, and I feel more to come, so hopefully we can do that.
I was going to ask you about that. You've had the opportunity, because you're such a good setup man, to play with guys like Jerome Iginla in Calgary and Ilya Kovalchuk in Atlanta. How does Murray compare with proven goal scorers like those guys as well?
Well, he's right there. You know, his one-timer is as good as both those other guys, and he skates really well for a big guy, so it's been fun. And you know what, the one thing that he does better than those guys almost, too, is he's able to make that pass, too. He's a good little passer, so it's worked out well.
You know, as fans, when we see a team struggle, as the Bruins did last year, we're always saying, go out and get this free agent, get that guy. The Bruins did it, obviously you and Chara. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, coming to a new team, at what point did you feel like you were able to, if you needed to call a guy out that you didn't play with the year before, at what point were you comfortable doing things like that?
You know what, it took a couple games early, but after that, you know, we were able to, you know, talk about things. You know, I don't know if they ever call guys out, but, you know, obviously, you know, even playing with Muzz, you know, we have some arguments on the bench and stuff where, you know, I think that's a good thing to have. You know, it's like, you know, being with your wife. You know, you're gonna have some arguments at times, and you know, you always rebound. So, I don't know if I call guys out, but you know what, I'm a fun guy. I'm a loose guy in the room, and I like to joke around and chirp a little bit. But it's always in a fun nature. But when it's game time, it's time to be serious.
Power play has been a real weapon for this team, and thank goodness, because even strength scoring has not been that great for the Bruins. I'm looking at the most recent numbers. You're fourth in the league. Tied for third in the league, I should say, for average power play points per game. What's the key to the success of the power play here?
I just think it's puck movement, you know, and we have a good core that, out there. You know, we got five guys that are good passers and good shooters, so it's a good mix, and our setup's really well. You know, Mark Abscheid's run the power play this year, and he's brought a new look. We go to the diamond most of the times, and there's a lot of seam passes, and we're able to find players, and it's all work ethic, though, and I think on the power play, you got to realize that when the penalty kills out there, they're just out there working, working hard and trying to ice the puck. And if you can outwork them and get control, you know, you have a better chance of scoring, obviously.
Mark, I'm wondering what you think of Phil Kessel's development this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm Phil's roommate, and you know, we have a lot of fun. And you know, obviously, he had a tough time there and a life-threatening thing, and he's rebounded very well. And it, you know, it shows maturity for a 19-year-old. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit for him. You know, he's getting more playing time. And hopefully with playing time, he can chip in offensively like he has been the last couple games.
What kind of roommate is he? Is this one of those odd couple situations where one guy's real neat and the other guy's a slob? Or what's the deal there?
Well, he's kind of my maid a bit. You know, he has about six jobs in the room, anything from wake-up calls to closing the blinds and answering the door. So he's a great little roommate.
That's what rookies are supposed to do, right?
Yeah. I tip him the odd time, too, when he's good.
You carry your bags, too?
Yeah. No, I don't make him do that much.
You know, we've talked about positive things, and we've sort of danced around some of the negative ones, but we got to talk about those as well. Why has this team had such a hard time in the third periods of games here?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could put a nail on that. I don't know if it's just a feeling throughout the bench that we have a lead and we just got to sit on it or something, but you know, we got to try changing that here in the second half for sure and keep on the attack. I think it's just a mindset. It's all mental, I think. You know, it's not anything else but a mental thing. And we just got to have, you know, leadership and stuff like that to get us through those times.
And the other thing is consistency. Again, we talked to Peter Chiarelli a couple of days ago about this. You guys will have a game where you look like one of the best teams in the East. And then you'll go out and have a game like the game before the All-Star break, the 3-0 loss, where there's nothing going on. How does this team get consistency?
I think that, like I said, it's a mental state. It's a veteran leadership. I think we need to step up more and maybe start calling some guys out and you know, getting everybody playing on the same page all the time. And right now in the East, you got to be consistent, and you got to win four in a row at times now to make the playoffs. So we have to look through that here in the second half.
And you said that, and you said calling guys out. Do you put it more on the players than you do on the head coach?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the coaches have done a great job this year having us prepared for games and having a game plan every night and video and so on. And they're a great staff. So I think it's just a matter of us, you know, starting to maybe call guys out, like I said, and just work hard as a unit. And it's like I said, it's a big mental thing, though, and we got to be mentally tough here in the last 38 games.
What is Dave Lewis's coaching style?
You know what, he's an old school's kind of coach, but when something needs to be said, he says it. So he's honest like that. He gets the best out of his players when he has to, and he says when he says you listen, because he's been with the Red Wings and stuff like that, great staffs, and you know, when he talks, you want to listen. And I think he's done a great job. He lets his assistants do a lot of work too for the practices and stuff like that, and he's the eye in the sky, but you know, he's watching.
Do you think this team is tough enough physically?
Well, I think so. You know, we got different mixes, and I don't think it's so much the, you know, tough league anymore like that. You know, we have the toughest guy in the NHL, and Jerry, you know, I don't think too many guys want to mess with him, even the toughest guys. So I think physically, yeah, I think we do. You know, we have a good mix. You know, you could maybe always add a guy, but, you know, there's not much fighting anymore and stuff like that. And, you know, I think it just comes down to just working hard.
Peter Chiarelli has been very open. He said he's trying to make a deal. He's looking to make an addition, and that would mean a subtraction from this team. It wouldn't affect you, obviously, but does it make some guys nervous in the room?
I think so. Maybe, you know, it's a way of just saying, you know, if you're not going to go out and work, you're gonna be moved. So it maybe gets guys' attention, and hopefully it does here. So we get a little more out of everybody, and we can push forward as a team.
Well, as easy as the schedule has been from a physical perspective up to this point, it gets really hard now. You guys are really going to be pounding the games here in the second half.
Yeah, we know that, and I think you know, we're excited for that. We're excited for the challenge ahead, and this is a huge week to start it off. We got to have a good week and take it one game at a time, and hopefully we can get one up in Ottawa. We've played well up there, and except for, you know, obviously that third period, one third period, so if we can put a couple, three periods together and get the win and get off on the right note, hopefully we can get in that last, you know, any playoff spot, because you never know what can happen in the playoffs.
Hey, last question I got to ask. What the hell is Patrick Eves' problem with you?
I don't know, but I'd like to find that out, you know. So you never know. Maybe something will happen tomorrow, but no, I'm just kidding. But you know what? I don't know. He's hit me a couple times pretty hard there. And
pretty cheap.
Yeah, pretty cheap. I agree with that. I, you know, I've asked him about it, you know, and he doesn't have any answers for me. So maybe I'll have to try and get some answers.
Get answers a different way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mark, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You take
care.
That is Bruins center Mark Savard getting ready to hop on the airplane and head for Ottawa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.